This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis musician Katera Parson has been writing and recording songs since 2011. Her eclectic sound and emotionally raw lyrics have made her one of the city's most talked about musicians and made her a Kranzberg music artist in residence. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, she's introducing listeners to her music and using music to introduce listeners to herself and her personal life.
To understand Katera Parson, you have to listen to her single, Phoenix Rising. The lyrics about flight, freedom, and rebirth are synonymous with the changes in her own life.
Found a way to fly, realize the world within these eyes.
The song is an example of how Parson uses music to overcome struggles, and it's one of her favorite songs.
That is the motto of my life. Like, Phoenix Rising is literally my journey of finding myself, of finding my power, stepping into that power, being comfortable with that power. And now I'm at a point where I realize I got responsibility with that power.
Part of that responsibility is making music that prioritizes mental health, the intensity of love, and the importance of taking care of yourself. She focuses on those themes throughout her debut album, Coco Voyage, released last November.
I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder and PTSD actually 2 weeks before I dropped Coco Voyage. And now knowing the inner just pathology of borderline personality disorder, I realized that it has affected my entire life. It has affected me as an artist, and I feel like it is what makes me an artist.
Parson says you can hear that in her music, and the emotional honesty of Coco Voyage is amplified because its songs of love and mental health are honest, raw, and unfiltered.
I feel like my extreme emotions, like, that's seen as a mental disorder, but it's like, that's where the music comes from.
Parson's emotional vulnerability caught the attention of activist and director Damon Davis, who signed her to his Farfetch record label. He invited her to record in Miami for 3 months with a group of St. Louis musicians.
People from all over different backgrounds is going to be able to relate to it because they're going to see themselves in it no matter what, because at the end of the day, we all human. And I think she knows how to do that. And I think every time I hear more music and day by day, she gets better and better at articulating human emotion.
They always want to make a pretty woman cry, but no woman don't cry.
Davis says he was also drawn to Parson's musical agility. She fuses R&B, hip-hop, neo-soul, and jazz seamlessly, allowing her to connect with a broad audience. Parson's sound is resonating with St. Louis music fans. In early February, she won the St. Louis Underground Music Fest Award for R&B Artist of the Year after fans voted for their favorite musicians. John Harrington co-founded the awards in 2010. He can see Parson's sound influencing the next generation of musicians.
All the little girls and guys and kids that are listening to what she's creating now, what she's going to create, are all going to take what she created and take it to the next level. I think it's a St. Louis sound. You can't really put your finger on it. All I can say is that it's original and it's from the heart and it's real.
I was meant to have music as my medium because I'm meant to heal myself through my music, but I see that I'm also meant to heal other people through my music. And that's literally been happening since I dropped this project.
Parson finds making music rewarding because it helps her and others. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.